About 115 music students from Seminole Middle School are on stage taking direction from Sarah Charnas, a classically trained violinist who seems more like a rock star. Maybe it's her hot pink six-string electric violin or the fact that she's played Madison Square Garden. But either way, she's grabbed the students' attention as she coaches them on how to end a song with flourish by raising their bows in the air.
Violins, violas, and basses. You guys ready? A one, two, three, four. Yeah, that looks so much better. Let's try that one last time.
The sixth, seventh, and eighth graders usually practice to Beethoven or Bach, but during the violin player's recent visit, the playlist didn't sound anything like a typical classical repertoire.
A one, two, ready, in.
At the conclusion of this two-day workshop, students from Seminole High School and Middle School played a rock concert with Charnas. The violinist led the seminar as part of a music initiative called Electrify Your Strings. She says the program helps keep kids interested in playing music.
It's amazing for critical thinking. Learning to read music activates parts of the brain that are just so important. And we can't treat music as an extracurricular. It has to be treated as a core curriculum.
Education advocates in Pinellas County are hoping voters feel the same on Election Day.
In the early 2000s, the legislature gave local school districts the opportunity to raise local option monies. And in 2004, we took them up on their offer, and voters graced us with a half mil property tax to benefit our local school system.
That's Beth Rollins, chairwoman of Citizens for Pinellas Schools. The committee campaigns for the tax referendum, and it's her job to persuade Pinellas County residents to support its third renewal.
If they vote yes, then a tax that they are already paying is continued, and our school system continues to reap the benefits of approximately $33 million a year.
Rollins says the average homeowner in Pinellas County pays about $65 a year. That money is used to recruit and retain teachers with bonus pay, provides technology for classrooms, funds remedial reading classes, and pays for music and arts programs, like the workshop Charnas is hosting at Seminole Middle School.
We're going to do a D major scale together, just listening to how we're going to do it.
Across the state, more than half the counties have used local option funding, which can pay for expenses through a property tax, like Pinellas County has, or pay for capital improvements through a sales tax. In November, voters in Palm Beach County will see such a referendum. Last year, voters in St. John's County approved a half-cent sales tax to pay for new school construction. But passage isn't always a slam dunk. In 2013, voters in Flagler County voted down a property tax for schools. There isn't a lot of opposition to continue the tax in Pinellas County. In fact, several school board members, Democrats and Republicans, have voiced support. But Rollins hopes voters aren't complacent.
What I am concerned about is that most of those people who have a direct connection to the school system have gotten so accustomed to this funding that they don't remember what the world looked like before we had it.
If the referendum were to expire, she says that would mean all programs that exceed minimum state requirements would be in jeopardy. That could mean elimination or reduction of music programs like the one at Seminole Middle School. And that, Charnas says, would be a shame. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.